Item one is the rezoning at 590 Corydon Avenue under file DAZ215 of 2011. I have two people registered. And will Councillor Orlicole be in the chair?
I shall.
Okay. Speaking for, let's see here. Two. I want for information. Okay, so the applicant, Mi Sun Lee. Hi. If you wouldn't mind, come on up.
My name is Harry Yun, and actually I came here to help Mi Sun Lee for the language.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm just going to get you to put your name on this form.
What I know that the 590 Corydon Avenue is a single, used to be a single detached home, but it has been used as a restaurant or a tea house in the last maybe over 10 years. And Nissan is the tenant currently, but she was wondering why that place is not commercial. And then she found out that it was multi-zone residential zoning, even though as it is now that there's a single building. Mm-hmm. So as it is now, because since over 10 years that business has been done in that place, so she wanted to change that into a commercial purpose.
Okay. Fair enough. Any questions?
Is there going to be any significant change in what we're going to see in this place? This was a place that used to be to a T, right?
That's right. And yeah. Before that, it was a restaurant as well.
Yes. And what are you planning to change about it from what it is has been used as up to now?
No, there will be no change.
So why do you want to do this?
Pardon?
What's the advantage for you doing this?
What?
What's the advantage?
Oh, the advantage? Well, because, I cannot really speak for her, but my assumption would be because it's a multi-residential zoning doesn't make any sense because that place has been run as a commercial. So may as well change it to commercial, and at the same time, she may apply for a liquor license or something else, then we'll be have no problem after that, I don't think.
Okay. Anyone else?
No
one. No.
Not them.
So thank you. We'll just ask you to sit down again. We just have one for information.
Is there anyone else here in support of this application who wishes to speak? Seeing none. Mark Heed, did you want to come up?
Marquette, it's for information. It is for information.
Just for information.
All right.
Is there anyone in opposition? Anyone whose name has not been called? Seeing none.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
John, I just had a couple of questions.
Yeah, by all means.
So I see from the report that what you're suggesting is the best course of action is to basically have the same rules apply to the PDO.
Correct.
Area. I think that'll cover things off. I mean, I guess the concern is like, how big can it get? Is it limited to 2,500 square feet?
It's a very small property. It's essentially a single family lot.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of space in order to expand. But this would have the same limitations as the PDO. So uses that are conditional on PDO would be conditional on this property. Uses that are restricted in size. So the idea is it will essentially operate the same way as the PDO. And the reason that we're not extending the PDO is because
Now, just looking at it, it does say there's residential. It's zoned residential all around it.
Well, there's...
what is actually right beside it?
There's
all residential there?
On that particular block there, there's there's a map on page...
I'm looking at it.
Okay, so there's some commercial and residential on that block. So
it's sort of mixed together?
So it's mixed together, yeah. One of the things that we address in the report is we say that some of the initial feedback that we're getting as part of the planning process is that Corydon should be mixed use all the way to Confusion Corner.
Yeah.
So this block is really kind of headed in that direction. It's already mixed, and we really see that happening more and more.
What kind of liquor establishment types, like they could apply then for some sort of liquor establishment, like how big could that be here?
They would only be able to have a dining room license, which means they can serve liquor with food. If they wanted to have a cocktail lounge, then they would have to apply for conditional use and go through the public hearing process.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Ok